I'm here with Norman Baker MP, Parliamentary Under-Secretary of State for Transport at the IOSH Railway Conference 2011. Thank you for joining me here today, Norman. Firstly, can I ask you why you think IOSH's rail industry...
If we don't have a safe railway, irresponsible, but also it dissuades people from travelling by rail, if that were the case. And what we want to do is persuade more people to travel by rail because it's a clean form of transport. It's a very socially inclusive form of transport. And it's very popular. We've got more people on the railway now than any time since 1929. So people want to travel by rail. One of the reasons for them to do so is because the railways are much safer than they were even 20 years ago.
Brilliant. And what role do you think occupational health and safety plays within the rail industry?
Well, it's an essential building block of the railway. I mean, quite clearly, we have to make sure that our railway is set. We have to make sure that the processes undertaken by the various companies or by Network Rail correspond to minimum safety standards, and ideally exceed those standards. And we have to make sure as well that, on the other side of the coin, that the safety standards applied are not excessive in building any in unnecessary cost to the railway. So that's the balance of safety, to make sure people are fully protected as they need to be, but without loading on extra conditions which are unnecessary and push up cost.
Brilliant. And what are your plans with regards to health and safety within the industry going forward?
Well, it's larger for the industry, I think, to take those forward rather than... Clearly, the rail regulator's got a role in making sure Network Rail operates properly. The Rail Delivery Group is obviously involved in making sure that the future of the railway is appropriate. Mm-hmm. And the McNulty Review, which was carried out, has identified ways, I think, in which we can efficiency the railway in a safe way. From the department's point of view, we've launched the Red Tape Challenge to identify regulations which may have been there for, frankly, over 100 years and which may not be appropriate in this day and age. I mean, there's probably regulations there, literally, which probably can be removed. So, again, we're looking at taking away unnecessary costs, but without in any way endangering safety.
Do you think the Red Tape Challenge will have an impact on health and safety in terms of railway in any way?
Well, if it does, it's failed, because that's not the objective of it. The objective of it is to remove costs from the railway, which shouldn't be there, without compromising safety arrangement. People are welcome to put their comments in. And, you know, this is not a behind-closed-doors government exercise. This is about involving everybody in the industry so everybody can have their say.
Brilliant. And finally, what do you hope to... What impact do you feel rail reform will have on health and safety?
Well, as I say, it shouldn't have any impact, and it's not intended to have any impact. It's intended to make the railway fit for the future, to recognise the fact that we're popular now, that despite the recession, passenger numbers are going up year on year. We've now got more people, as I said, than since 1929, with a network half a size. We've got more people wanting to move freight by rail, so there's more and more pressure on the network. So as we move forward to looking at structures in the railway and eliminating inefficiencies, what we check as we go along to make sure that safety isn't compromised, I'm sure we can do that. And indeed, I think safety can be improved in certain conditions, such as the number of level crossings of the network.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Norman. Thank you for joining me. Thank you.
Thanks.